Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Toby, T-O-B-Y, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y. As per the records provided, Toby Stacy was seen at Concentra on 9/29/23. He reported injuring his hand and was diagnosed with tendonitis of the right wrist. Period was placed in a splint and on activity modifications. Period. He continued to be seen with improvement and on and on 10/23/23 was deemed to have reached his functional goal. Period. He did have some tenderness along the radial aspect of the right wrist, as well as with radial deviation. Period. He was cleared for regular duty without restrictions. Period. New paragraph. He was seen on 11/7/23 by Dr. Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. Period. He stated he was sandblasting when the hose twisted around his right wrist and he felt the pop. Period. He was treated in Rhode Island and completed physical therapy. Period. He was released because, quote, he needed to provide for his family, period, end quote. The injury was improving until after he was laid off and he was driving home. Period. He turned the steering wheel and felt a pop in the same wrist. Period. He complains of a constant ache in the wrist with worsening with movement. Period. On exam, that's that. He was taking gabapentin and meloxicam with a history of L5 bulging and deteriorating disc. Period. He was also a tobacco user. Period. He was examined and there was no swelling. Period. There was right posterior lateral wrist pain on palpation and movement. Period. He had normal motion but with pain. Period. He's referred for an MRI of the wrist. Period. He was taking medications from his previous visits at another facility. Period. He would continue home exercises that he learned from physical therapy already being accomplished. Period. New paragraph. On 11/28/23, he had an MRI of the right wrist to be inserted here. Period. He was then seen on 12/7/23 by Dr. MacDonald, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-A-L-D, period. He was tendered a palpation of the STT area and mildly over the first dorsal compartment. But he has no other focal complaints and no neurovascular complaints, period. He was diagnosed with early right scaphotrapezoidal arthritis, period. They discussed treatment options and he was going to pursue activity modification and post-activity cryotherapy along with his medications. Period. His teams have reached maximum medical improvement, period. On 3 of the wrist that showed slight narrowing present at the STT joint with perhaps mild narrowing at the distal pole scaphoid with radius. Period. There were no significant acute findings. Period. Parentheses. Grammar. Problem. Close parentheses. Findings and conclusions. On 9/26/23, Toby Stacy was power washing or sandblasting at work and injured his right wrist. Period. He was seen at Concentra on 9/29/23 and was diagnosed with a strain in tendonitis, for which he was placed in a splint. Period. He had already been taking, scratch that, he participated in physical therapy and was on medications as well as activity modifications. Pretty followed up at Concentra through 10-23-23. One exam was very benign and he was released from care. Pretty then presented to Dr. Sutton on 11-7-23, who documented other circumstances causing Mr. Stacy's wrist to become sore again that were unrelated to the subject event. Appears he did have an MRI of the wrist done on 11-28-23 to be inserted. Appears he saw Dr. McDonald also and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement on 12-7-23. Period. In paragraph, this case will be rated using the 6th edition for the right wrist for a strain / tendonitis superimposed on arthritis. Period. His physical exam at the conclusion of treatment showed full range of motion with good strength and sensation. Period. There was some tenderness to palpation. Period. He was no longer using a splint and had participated in physical therapy. Period. Dr. McDonald deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He will likely have a low level or 0% permanent impairment. Period. And